Get It Together, a product of Californian Beverages. Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
It's currently 24 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM main news at 12 hours. The headlines. Zambians pay tribute to former President Edgar Lungu. Kazungula Water Project to be commissioned on June 9th, 2025. And Israel strikes southern Beirut on eve of religious holiday.
The Hot FM news with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you for joining us. And now the news in detail. Zambians across the country are mourning the death of a former president, Edgar Lungu, who passed away yesterday in South Africa at the age of 68. Mr. Lungu, a lawyer by profession, served as Zambia's 6th Republic from January 25th, 2015 to August 24th, 2021. Some Lusaka residents I talked to have described his passing as devastating.
It was unexpected. Even now, I can't believe.
I feel bad, Doc.
We don't know where was that Sungura SHC without guidance.
House of Chiefs chairperson, Chief Jongo, said Mr. Lungu's noble role as the 6th Republican President of Zambia will forever remain in the hearts of Zambians and in the history books of the nation and the world at large. And former Zambia's ambassador to Germany, Anthony Mukwita, says the late president should be remembered as a people's person and was very accommodative.
He shook hands with everybody. He hugged everybody without choosing. This is a man who could just stop by a market and pick up a mango, make a whistle stop on the road and pick up a banana without even fearing whether he was going to be poisoned or not, because he didn't see enemies into anybody. Let's not forget the fact that this is a family man, a husband, a father of many children, and a grandfather. He was also a very accommodating president. He was slow in getting angry, but quite easy to laugh. At one point, some people thought he was not too strong on his juniors. He was not firing people.
Meanwhile, Zambian Civil Liberties Union Executive Director Isaac Mwanza said that President Lungu will be remembered for the strong and courageous foundation upon which he began his presidency, most notably his decision to give the nation a much improved and more refined constitution.
President Lungu will be remembered for the strong and courageous foundation upon which he began his presidency. Most notably, his bold and selfless decisions to give the nation a much improved and more refined constitution. In doing so, he accomplished what many before him could not. He strengthened Zambia's democratic governance by enacting constitutional provisions that, even at the risk of undermining his own re-election prospects, raised the threshold for the presidential vote, curtailed excessive executive power such as the unilateral appointment and dismissal of the vice president, and safeguarded the autonomy of the traditional leadership.
Meanwhile, National Democratic Congress NDC leader Savoy Imbolwa said that Dr. Lungu was more than just a president. He was a symbol of calm leadership, a guardian of peace, and the true son of the soul whose dedication to unity and national stability touched lives across political, ethnic, and religious lines.
We are devastated beyond words. Zambia has not only lost a former head of state, but also a father and a man whose compassion and humility made him loved by both the mighty and the lolly. His absence will be deeply felt in every corner of our land, from the corridors of power to the ordinary streets where his name was known and spoken with respect and admiration.
Now, the Secretariat of the Southern African Development Community, SADC, government and the Development Bank of Southern Africa have announced the commissioning of the landmark Gazungula Water Project scheduled for 9th June 2025. President Hakainde Hichilema will officially inaugurate this significant initiative aimed at enhancing water security and sanitation infrastructure along the strategic SADC North-South Corridor. Funded under the SADC Water Fund, hosted by the DBSA, the Gazungula Water Project represents a pivotal collaboration among regional and international stakeholders. The £12 million infrastructure development was primarily funded by the German government through the Federal Ministry of Economic Cooperation and Development and the KfW Development Bank, alongside a significant 10% investment contribution from the Zambian government. Additional preparation financing of approximately £985,000 was provided by the SADC Project Preparation and Development Facility. In more news, Zambia has emerged as the leading African country in carbon trading under the Supporting Preparedness for Article 6 Cooperation Initiative. Speaking during the National COP ASIC ZCCN meeting held in Lusaka today, the SPARC 6C Zambia team lead, Joachim Snar, has attributed the country's success to a well-established framework that aligns with international buyer expectations. He has noted that Zambia is currently at the forefront in attracting buyers, implementing carbon market mechanisms and developing project opportunities across the region.
Zambia is absolutely leading when it comes to implementation, interest of buyers, and project opportunities. But at the same time, if you look at the situation in sub-Saharan Africa, on what are other countries doing in Africa, I think there are only two countries, maybe Ghana and Kenya, that can, for the time being, really compete with Zambia when it comes to having the framework in place, and having now already close agreements with buyers, and having also this pipeline of projects that the buyers are looking at.
Meanwhile, Ministry of Green Economy and the Environment's Principal Climate Change Officer, Hebrick Muyawa, has stressed the critical role of research and data in shaping effective carbon market policies. In other stories this afternoon, the Zambia Public Procurement Authority has suspended Middleton Investments Company Limited and Nyatish Investment Limited for participating in public procurement for a period of 1 year for submission of compliance certificates that were not genuine and for underperformance of contractual obligations in tender processes. ZPPA Principal Public Relations Officer Inuti Mushambatwa said pursuant to the Public Procurement Act, the authority instituted an investigation into the tender for the construction of a wall fence around the Examinations Council of Zambia land in Mpika District following a complaint from E5. She said ZPPA established that Middleton Investment Limited submitted a National Pension Scheme Authority and Workers' Compensation Fund Control Board compliance certificates that were not genuine in the ECZ tender. Ms. Mushambatwa said ZPPA has therefore suspended Middleton Investment Limited from participating in public procurement for 1 year with effect from 29th May 2025. She said ZPPA also instituted an investigation into a tender for the rehabilitation of the Sesheke office building following a recommendation from the National Prosecution Authority over alleged underperformance of contractual obligations by Nyatish Investments Limited.
ZPPA established that Nyatish Investment Limited failed to execute the contract for the rehabilitation of the Sesheke office building despite being paid an advance of 44,843 kwacha and 28 ngwe out of the total contract price of 179,373 kwacha and 4 vungwe, sections 95(3) and 96(g) of the Public Procurement Act as amended by Act No. 17 of 2023, ZPPA has suspended Nyatish Investment Limited from participating in public procurement for 1 year for underperformance of contractual obligations in the contract.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you.